This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Back here on The Drive live at National RX. Quitting time on your Friday. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend is here. We go back to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Jake Miller standing by. The Top 5 at 5 brought to you this afternoon by Citizens National Bank. Jake?
Thanks, Russ. Up first, the Tennessee Titans will square off in the divisional round against the Cincinnati Bengals tomorrow at 4:30 on CBS. Titans enter as a 3.5-point favorite. Derrick Henry is off IR and expected to start.
King Henry activated today as the Titans try to exorcise the demons of last year. Baltimore came in and tore down the Titans' kingdom.
Ain't happening tomorrow, buddy.
I hope not. Huge game, huge moment. And we might even have to do some Twitter spaces or something. What's the plan for after the basketball game, Bear? Are you going to be available?
As it stands now, if everything goes according to plan, I'm hoping that it will be myself, Jake Miller, and felt like the fans deserve it. It's a big game, bringing in a heavyweight. Houston Kress from 3 and Out, I believe, is going to be our host. So,
all right,
probably be a little bit more polite, maybe nuanced conversation than me and you and Davey get into. But looking forward to it, and should be a lot of fun. And hopefully, I can. You and Davey might be in a spot where you can jump in with us, so, and say hello and give us a rundown from hopefully wherever you all are celebrating the Titans' victory tomorrow evening.
And moving on to number two, the Tennessee basketball squad will play host LSU tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Thompson Bowling Arena. No spread is available as of now, but the Vols are given a 64.1% chance to win, according to the ESPN BPI.
I can live with that. I can live with those chances.
Seize the opportunity.
Seize the day. Carpe diem. There you go, Jake Miller. Come on, Rick Barnes. This is why we pay you the big bucks, to win games like this at home. Will Wade coming in here. You can't let him punk you. You can't let him punk you at Thompson Bowling. You got to step up. You got to step to the plate and say, this aggression will not stand, man. Huge game. 6 p.m. tip. Look for Twitter spaces. Bear, Jake, Houston Kress, doing the thing tomorrow after the game. Should be around 8 p.m.
And moving on to number three, Texas A&M has officially announced DJ Durkin will be the new defensive coordinator for the Aggies. He has been out recruiting for the Aggies ever since he took the job.
Well, how about that? Sure he has. Yeah.
Take a couple boosters
with him.
One
more reason to hate A&M.
Yeah. Take a couple boosters with him, throw out some cash. Hey. We'll give you $150,000, $200,000 to sign.
So what is St. Lane going to do? Is he going to bring Kevin Steele to Oxford?
I don't know what he's going to do. He's lost a lot.
And if he does, will he make a play for Rodney Garner? I'm not trying to start anything. I don't think Garner. I think Rodney's happy here and is going to stick around. But is the man of steel going to go back after his $900,000 3-week adventure in Knoxville last year?
He could. He could also. What's unfortunate is that I guess Derek Mason, did he take the job at Oklahoma State?
It's a good question.
Because if he hasn't, if I were Lane, I'd go after him. and just get the, you know, I'd get a can't say no offer for him. Lane can handle, he can handle his offense.
Derek Mason as Auburn's defensive coordinator, according to AL.com 5 hours ago.
Wow.
Now, I know he flirted with Oklahoma State in the past couple of days.
Looks like he's just leaving. I think he's free agent.
No, that would be my first phone call.
Yeah. Hey, he would be a great guy to put on your staff as an analyst and just stash somewhere, pay him a little bit. And if Tim Banks, if one of these head coaching jobs that he keeps getting mentioned for ever comes to fruition, there you go. There's your next DC.
Would not be a bad idea.
And then keep him happy and keep him here as long as you possibly could. He's one of a handful of top-tier defensive coordinators. He'd be dangerous with Kiffin.
Oh, he had Alabama in knots this year.
I could see you put him on that staff with Kiffin and suddenly he gets JT Daniels, and it's not that far of a stretch for me to see an avenue for Ole Miss to make the playoffs.
And moving
on,
Moving on to number four. An independent arbitrator has ruled that UConn improperly fired former men's basketball coach Kevin Ollie and must pay him more than $11 million. He was fired in the spring of 2018 after the school reported numerous NCAA violations against the program.
Jake, what are you doing stealing my docket thunder?
My bad.
Dude.
I mean, really. But like Kevin Ollie, that you think that's top five at five worthy? I mean, that's a minor nugget at best. We're not Aaron Torres down here. I mean, good grief, man. And now I got to wait for a text from my wife saying I'm being too hard on you.
Yeah, finally, it's out in the open. I knew it.
Let me go ahead and preemptively apologize to you, Jake. You're doing a great job, but stop stealing my thunder, bro.
Or Mrs. S. Swats wrestle on the nose of the rolled up newspaper.
She hit you with the rolled up newspaper?
That's okay. You didn't get the reference.
Move on. Go on with your segment, Jake.
All right, number five. A Utah runner broke a world record by completing an Arizona marathon in 2 hours, 44 minutes, and 12 seconds while dressed as a carrot. Jordan Maddox, 35, a Draper, participated in the January 16th Rock and Roll Arizona Marathon in Phoenix, and his time beat the previous record by 56 seconds, which was set by another carrot-suited runner, Andrew Lawrence, in London's Virgin Money London Marathon in 2017.
Why a carrot?
I guess he wanted to dress as a carrot and go run a marathon.
Why not some broccoli or perhaps a potato?
Maybe he's a ball for life.
The old carrot costume. All right. Thank you, Jake. That is the top five at five. It's brought to you this afternoon by our friends at Citizens National Bank. And did you know that you receive buyer's protection and extended warranties with CNB's Plus Perks checking accounts? Banking at Citizens National Bank has its perks. Find out more at CNBTN.com. Bank local with Citizens National Bank. Again, online, CNBTN.com. And if you have any banking questions, as always, call our friends at 865-453-9031. Tell them Fan Run sent you. They'll take great care of you. We appreciate the support of our friends at Citizens National Bank. All right, fellers, we'll go open lines the rest of the way here as we set up the weekend for you on Fan Run. Whatever you want to talk about, if you want to talk Rick Barnes, Tennessee basketball, Will Wade in town for a 6 p.m. clash at Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena, we can talk about it. If you want to talk about Tennessee football and the transfer portal and NIL deals and what it all means for the future of this once proud and hope to be soon proud again program, we can talk about it. If you want to talk about the NFL playoffs and my Titans taking on the Bungles in the Jungles, Jethro Tull, tomorrow. We can do that. 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the show with us. 546-8200 if you want to jump in. What did Bear, did you get the vibe that T. Fair was coming to the defense of Penny Hardaway a little bit today on the show? Was that?
Yeah, I did. And
I don't know how I feel about that.
But I quickly stepped back from it, not because in any way afraid of going toe-to-toe with Terry Fair in the drive arena on a debate, but more so that, you know, you guys are out there at National RX. And but, yeah, he was real quick. He thought I was – I kind of felt like he was quick to come at me before I even gave him a take on it.
That must be like a former player thing, a jock thing, where they those guys stick together.
Well, I mean, Terry and Penny are pretty close, the same age, and I mean,
that is
I'm
not
sure they traveled, and it wouldn't surprise me if Terry doesn't know Penny Hardaway. I mean, it's just
I hope they keep him, man. He's good for business. We've talked more about Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway there than we ever did when Josh Pastner and Tubby Smith were in charge.
Well, yeah, I just want to play him. I mean, the game is what would really set this whole thing off. And you got to have the game.
The worst thing that could happen is if they go ahead and fire him and let Larry Brown coach that program. I mean, they might get going again. I did point out there's only 3 years left on Donnie Tindall's show cause if they wanted to bring him there.
Well, I'll tell you who, it would not surprise me. I mean, if they did end up, you know, if he just had enough at the end of the season and left, who do you think would be number one on their list?
I mean, they'll probably shoot too high. They'll probably like try and go hire Pearl, but I don't see him leaving Auburn to go there.
You don't think if Fred Smith was going to stroke him $9 million a year, he wouldn't?
No.
Pearl with, you know, being able to take the best players out of Memphis and continue to raid the greater Atlanta, Fulton County area.
He's killing it in the SEC. I don't know. He might. I mean, I doubt it. I think he seems pretty happy there to me. I mean, when you're a guy like him or Will Wade and you know who you are, right? Those guys know what they are. They're shady characters in a shady sport, right? Even for that sport, those dudes push the envelope. When you get a school like that, that's going to go to bat for you and just doesn't care, like Auburn, you know you're in a good spot. And maybe Memphis. I mean, it's not like Penny Hardaway's got his own NCAA problems. The whole James Wiseman thing.
That is true. I just want to play the game, man. I enjoy just how absolutely scorched earth bitter the relationship is between these two fan bases. And to me, it's not fair to not play the games. I want to play them in football, and I want to play them in basketball every year.
You know, Rick Barnes, everybody's favorite uncle or grandfather, who doesn't have a crossword to say about anybody on this earth, but apparently, like, you know, Penny Hardaway is just...
He's person non grata.
He just doesn't go there.
No.
Anybody else.
I think Penny may be the with Calipari. Only person on the...
Barnes is best friends with the dirtiest player in the game, but Penny Hardaway reached too far.
Well, yeah, because I think Penny Hardaway may be the only person on the planet that can get Rick Barnes mad enough to where he might snap back to being like Rick Barnes that told Dean Smith that he could, you know, go pleasure himself. You know, Penny gets him mad. Like he gets that eye twitching crazy mad about Penny.
Let's go.
And he kind of can't blame him. I mean, Penny disrespected him for, you know, whatever that was he did when he first started this whole feud.
Let's go to the phones. Clint is next. What's up, Clint?
Hello?
Hello. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all, man?
Hey, doing excellent. Thank you.
Hey, I'm with Bear. If there's two in-state schools and there's that much hate that's out there, we have to play every sport, every opportunity against each other that you can. That's what that's what these games are for, right, is for stuff like that. But I got a Barnes thing to say. And, Russell, I'm with you when I've listened. I wanted to call and say this last week, but you're a Barnes proponent. Is that too far-fetched?
Yeah, I like Rick Barnes. I'm a Barnes realist, man. I'm not a sunshine pumper. I've criticized Rick Barnes on here plenty, and this has been a frustrating season at times. But last time I checked, we're in the top 25, one of the top five best defensive teams in the country. Our roster is loaded with a couple of five stars. Recruiting has been very good. He's got an SEC championship already, and there's no scenario that's even remotely possible where he's going to get fired. So I try and look at it realistically.
That's the lens. They're in like 20 seconds. You just convinced me again that I need to like love this guy. And 99% of the time I do, but there's mm-hmm. this little part of me every time I hear somebody go on a big rant that yeah. I don't know why we can't beat Will Wade and Bruce Pearl. And then it kind of dawns on me when I see games like Vanderbilt, where you got Urosh out there ready to stab somebody. And, you know, Vescovi got a little chippy. And Ziegler was out there, you know, that when the kids that have a lot of heart are on the floor, I think maybe Admiral Schofield did Barnes a huge favor. I think when you talk about, like, Grant Williams has to be mentioned with Allen Houston and Bernard King, period. He was just too dominant in certain scenarios. However, I think if you take Admiral Schofield off that team, I think that's more of a hit to us because of that edginess that he had, you know, popping his jersey when we're walking out of Memphis or dunking on Kentucky so beautifully and unnecessarily at the buzzer at TBA. I was at that game. I almost died at that game. It was amazing. But
yeah, I mean, that's an edgy player. That's a great point, Clint. That was what Admiral brought to the table. Because, I mean, you look at him and know if you want to go there, he'll go there as well. And we haven't had a whole lot of that. Vescovi, I wouldn't call it chippy. He flat out fired off on that guy.
I love it.
He was ready to go.
I just feel like when Barnes doesn't really recruit those kinds of players, and we all know that. I'm not breaking ground or anything by saying this out loud. He recruits good guys that, you know, they recruit the right way. They pick their schools the right way. Like even down to like their families, like their stories and their backstories, like they're good kids and they come from good places and they come here and, you know, Josiah James and Kennedy Chandler, I feel like might be going down the same road a little bit. But Bruce Pearl goes and gets these, you know, 2-, 3-, and 4-star dudes that are willing to whoop your ass. Like, and they don't care if there's 25,000 people in the stands watching them. I'm not saying I want that kind of program, but
well, no.
Picture those. But it just sucks losing all the time to those guys.
Well, that's why, though, I think it's been such a pleasant surprise for us that Plosvich is finally getting, you know, earning minutes and actually performing pretty well. I mean, I can't remember exactly what his stat. He had 7 rebounds and.
Well, let's see what he does tomorrow. Let's see what he does tomorrow. Just a couple of things I would push back on a little bit, Clint. Bruce Pearl has recruited very well. He's had some big time players there. Jabari Smith might be the number one player in the NBA draft.
That's true. That's true.
This next year,
yeah.
And I don't think I'm not worried about Kennedy Chandler going down the Triple J route. I seriously doubt he's going to be here next year anyway. He's already had a couple of just monster games, so I'd love for him to come back, but I just think that, you know, Tennessee has – you asked, you know, and I'm with you too, brother. Like, there is that 1% of me too that when you start hearing the Barnes bashers talk about why can't we beat Bruce Pearl, why can't we beat Will Wade, and I'm like, you know what? I mean, what do you say to that? Is those dudes are more cutthroat than Barnes. And I wish he had that killer instinct where he would, you know, he'd push your grandmother down to win a basketball game like Bruce and Will Wade would. I don't know if he's ever going to get that, if he's ever going to have that mentality again. But man, he's won a lot of games and he's done a lot of good here.
He is a winner. He's a winner, and he runs a good program, and you know, we needed that. You know, that's who we needed to hire, and so that's the road we're on now. But, yeah, I just wanted to call and say that and see y'all's thoughts, because really when it comes down to it, he gets criticized for tournament performance and big games, and unfortunately players win those games. And if you don't have that guy that's, you know, I don't know, man, like there's been a million players like that, that when the lights come on, we just don't have a kid like that, you know, and when the lights come on, like I'll go toe to toe with anybody and I'm ready for this moment. Barnes doesn't really recruit kids like that, you know? But anyway, I'll let y'all go. Great show today.
Thank you, Clint. Good hearing from you. I mean, Bear, is there any doubt Bruce Pearl would toss your grandmother in front of an oncoming bus?
No, it's why game. No, absolutely not. It's one of the reasons I love him. It's the same reason I love Dale Earnhardt, because he would have wrecked his grandmother to win a race. We had one of those guys on our head coach, and that's why it's so hard to let go of. But like you said, he ain't coming back. He's been gone for 10 years. And
yeah. Let's take a quick break. Yeah. The drive continues live this afternoon at National RX in Farragut. We pause for the cause. We'll be right back. It's Fan Run Radio. Stay with us.
All righty. We are rounding into the heart of happy hour, folks, here on the drive. Russell will be rejoining us here in the next few minutes. He is currently live at National RX in West Knoxville. You've still got time if you're out there in the area, pop in there. A good spot to warm up on a cold winter's day. And they've got a lot of good deals on a lot of different things. They are the go-to place for me for CBD oil. And they also have, the topical form of it. And this is not like going to, out of the way strip mall to get it. These are all, it's National RX. You have the pharmacists there that can answer any questions about it. And stop in and see Russ.
Thank you, Bear. That was eloquent. That was special. That was amazing. As we get back to it this afternoon on the drive and Fan Run Radio, I believe all lines are currently, correct me if I'm wrong, Jake, open if you want to jump in here.
We are wide open.
865-546-8200. Your number to jump in on a Friday afternoon edition of the show, and we are breaking it down to levels that can only be described as beyond scientific. Do you guys have the GoFundMe information for people have asked about the Austin East baseball field that was vandalized. Some yahoo drove a truck through there and did a bunch of donuts in the outfield, tore up their baseball field. And of course, baseball season gets set to start. I know there is a GoFundMe out there somewhere. We will try to retweet that.
Shouldn't
Coach be too
Chandler.
Hard to get a bunch of money out there, get out there and get that thing fixed up if the community will pull together on that one.
I will tweet out the GoFundMe right now.
All right. Appreciate that. We'll get that out there for you this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The University of Florida has announced a hire to Billy Napier's new staff.
It's like his 90th.
They have announced Chris Couch, is their new game changer coordinator. Now, what exactly is a game changer coordinator, you may ask? Well, that's a very good question. Apparently, this is some sort of special teams analytics approach. This guy was with him at Louisiana. And you see all these coaches now, they've got this guy. Remember, and shout out to Derek Dooley. He might have pioneered this back in the day. Remember Charlie Coyner with his big, keeper?
His notebook that he had clutched to his chest.
Yes.
Like he was completely terrified that, somebody like me or you was going to punch him as he's walking down the hallway at high school.
or he had like the football, the nuclear codes in that thing or something. He was had the death grip on that thing. So, you know, Lane Kiffin had a guy that just kind of followed him around with a big notebook and told him when to go for it and not. It's what these guys have. Like you have all this money, and this is what just irks me about college sports. But you have all this money and they got to spend it. They got to give it to somebody. You just can't keep giving it to the coaches. I mean, at what point are you just going to pay these guys $15 million a year to coach college football? And so they get these guys and their job, and most of them never played, never coached or anything. Their job is to sit in an office somewhere and calculate all the different odds and percentages of anything that ever did or ever could happen in a football game. And then they tell Lane Kiffin or Josh Heupel when to go for it on fourth down, when to go for two, when to punt, all that stuff. And Bear, at some point, all this money, it just keeps going up, and it's going to go up again once the SEC gets its new TV contract going. And we got to have a party deck at the stadium. Oh, we got to have a new, indoor practice facility for the underwater diving team. We got to have new academic facilities, new dorms, new everything, new this, new that. And we just got to keep finding ways to spend all this money when the obvious solution to all the problems, whether it's the transfer portal, especially the NIL stuff right now, to give it to the players, to find a way to put it back in the players' hands, to have some sort of a capped pay system so that we don't have all this nonsense, all these ridiculous promises being made, probably aren't going to be kept. Give it to the players and let Nick Saban and Josh Heupel and John Calipari and Rick Barnes and whoever else make $700,000 a year, which is still way above the national, but still keep them in the 1%.
You're making more than the president.
Yeah. You want to restore some sanity. That's what we're talking about. That's what it's going to have to be eventually. Otherwise, we're going to have more fountains and more $10 million football coaches and more $20 million buyouts when they don't work out.
You know, or maybe set aside some of this in some kind of, whether you call it a pension fund or some kind of group health insurance, so that some of these kids who injure themselves really bad playing sports for these universities that are making all the money off of it, that take care of them down the road.
Or,
because they don't have to do that.
Yeah, we could do that. Or we could just keep it all in the athletics director's pocket so that Billy Napier can hire a game changer coordinator. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Folks, the NFL divisional playoffs are here. What a weekend it's going to be. Each win means that much more on FanDuel Sportsbook, where they're hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds. All you got to do is log on, make a $5 bet. You could turn it into $150 on any team to win any divisional game. So whether you're going for the Titans, whether you're picking the Bills, whether you're picking the Chiefs, the Pack, whoever, 30-1 odds, $5 goes to $150 if you win. There's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than America's number one sports book, FanDuel. If you're already a user, of course, they're hooking all customers up. $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend's going to get $50 too. Don't miss this great opportunity to win $150 on just a $5 bet. Use our promo code DRIVE1 when you sign up. That's DRIVE and the number one, and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff tomorrow. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. T-Carp is next on The Drive. Good afternoon, T-Carp.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I hope everybody's doing okay.
doing spectacularly, my friend. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Buddy, talk to me about Tennessee and the transfer portal and how we – I'm scared we're kind of losing rather than winning on that thing. What is going on at Tennessee? Are, you know, Jake and I spoke a little bit. Is it because we're so far behind on the NIL stuff? Like, what is going on at Tennessee?
I don't think it had, like, specifically the stuff I've heard about, like Isaiah Nair, was that it had nothing to do with the NIL, and it was almost everything to do with being able to play at Texas, where he grew up wanting to play anyhow, and his parents only having to drive an hour to get to see all his games.
Okay. But my concern is...
Once Texas entered the picture, you ain't getting a kid from Arlington, not if Texas is offering him.
Right.
All things being equal.
What about players leaving or wanting to leave? You know, there's, like Russell said, there's a few rumors floating out, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. But what's going on with that? Is it because it seems like we have so much money over at Tennessee. How is it not being filtered to these players through the NIL stuff?
Because it can't come from the university.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's no. I think a lot of people don't, T-Carp. I think a lot of people just hear NIL and they think it's some big slush fund that Danny White controls or the university controls. And that's what's so screwy about all this, is that the universities, by law, by the rule, cannot have anything to do with it. And that's why you see these groups exactly. Like Inspire Sports popping up, and they're trying to manage it and position themselves as the conduit for Tennessee players to get NIL deals. But I don't think everybody's following those rules. And I think there are different rules in different states as for how it's applied. And it seems like Texas is being a lot more aggressive in how they make promises and use NIL as a recruiting tool. It doesn't feel like Tennessee's using it as a recruiting tool much. It seems like they're doing a pretty good job of the guys that get here, like Hooker. And you even saw Justin Williams, the running back from Georgia, who signed an NIL deal here. It seems like they're doing a good job of that. But it doesn't seem like Tennessee is doing a good job of recruits. And maybe this Nayor kid is a good example of a guy that I don't know what they promised him. That sounds like, you know, I know people are saying that they promised him something. All I know is anytime a recruit says NIL plays a role in where he ends up somewhere other than Tennessee. That's all I know.
Yeah, it sounds like we need to figure something out to me. I'm just worried about this transfer portal. I mean, if we were getting players, I'd be loving it. But right now, it just seems like we're not. So I'm a little concerned of what's going on behind the scenes to where people seem to want to leave. Now, hearing yesterday's show, I couldn't believe that Jamie called in and all but crowned Heupel. Do you remember that call yesterday?
Man, I've slept since yesterday. Bear, did Jamie have a particularly bloviating call about Josh Heupel yesterday?
I slept since then as well.
Yes, he did. He did.
Let's let Jake answer.
So he said something along the lines of, you know, I want Heupel to do well, or I hope he does okay or does good or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think I was just kind of in shock, and I didn't know what to do with myself and stopped listening for like 10 seconds.
He just said he likes him and he wants to see him succeed, but kind of like you're hinting at, T-Carp, he feels like some of this other stuff, all these changes are getting in the way of that, because Tennessee, for whatever reason, is not as aggressive in those areas as their rivals are, apparently.
Right. That's and my whole point to saying that I agree. I do think that Heupel can do it. I'm pretty concerned there's things behind the scenes that we're not seeing, making either these kids want to leave or they're not being paid enough money with NIL or something. Because, you know, I think Heupel can do it, but I don't think Heupel can do it when he's handcuffed, when he doesn't have the players. And I know we talked about, you know, on signing day, this freshman running back not having to play and all that stuff. I think all the guys that you get on signing day, you'll have to figure out a place to put them. I mean, because we just don't have the players like we used to. So we'll see what happens. I'm a little concerned going into this next year if we don't get a few players out of the portal. Like, I'm a little concerned.
Sure.
But we'll see what happens, guys. Y'all be good, okay?
Thank you, T-Car. Appreciate the phone call. Guys, I share his concern about the defense. I think this guy, Heupel, is going to figure out a way to score points with whoever he's got out there. I just feel good about the offense. I know they want another receiver and they want another running back and maybe an offensive lineman. But even if they don't get any of those positions, I feel like that guy is going to figure out a way to go out there and score roughly 40 points a game throughout the course of a 12-game season. Now, this defense, I'm concerned about because they keep missing. You know, they missed on first, and I'm glad Barron came back. But, guys, there's rumors all over town right now that Jeremy Banks is looking at putting his name in the transfer portal. And if that happened, if from my vantage point, he's your best player on a back seven that's not very good. Or I guess it's a back six these days.
Yeah.
And you can't – I don't know that he's an NFL guy, quite frankly. We all know he's a hothead. But that would be a terrible loss for Tennessee if that kid decided to bolt.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's detrimental. Blow.
So I shared T-Carp's alarm and worry about the portal. It doesn't seem like Tennessee's getting enough out of it right now, and it seems like they're putting too much into it. Have we lost anybody? Barron came back. Did we lose? We haven't lost anybody we desperately wanted to keep, right? Maybe Kayron Calvert. That was kind of.
Yeah, but I mean, you saw where he ended up.
No, where did he end up?
Is it Western Kentucky?
Hmm.
Well, it was somewhere. It was a big step down.
Our boy Tyson Helton.
Yep.
Who, Jeremy Pruitt.
Didn't Let me double check on that.
Of calling his offense, decided to go out there. Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, look, my point is maybe I should amend my earlier comment that we're putting too much into it because we haven't really lost anything, you know, terrible yet. But Banks would be a big one. They've got to convince him to stay, man. And again, this is where we get into the NIL conversation and this weird setup here where, yeah, Tennessee's recruiting him, but I guess we're also counting on the folks over at Spire to recruit them as much as we are the coaches. And we're going to try and get one of those folks on from Spire next week. I've been playing phone tag with one of their guys today. So hopefully we can get them on and maybe that'll provide some insight to it. But those guys are busy right now. They're trying to convince all these guys to stay and trying to help recruiting the best they can and all that stuff. But it's hard out there when nobody really knows exactly what the rules are and how far you can push and can you be in the gray area or not.
That's the only spot where I think we got caught kind of flat footed is that we didn't have a group ready to go and that would have had answers to all the questions that seem to be floating around out there. Also, a correction, Kayron Calvert is now a colonel at Eastern Kentucky.
That's a big step down.
Yeah. Why would you not stay at Tennessee?
Who knows, man? I mean, Richmond's a nice town and everything, but that doesn't make any sense.
That's not Western Kentucky, is it, Russ?
No. I mean,
what level is that?
That's FCS. That's pretty much ETSU, Chattanooga, that league.
So, like, we schedule them, we're beating them, like, 70 to nothing.
Yeah.
That kind of team?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
It's take a quick timeout, gentlemen. We'll be back to wrap things up. 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to get on the show. We pause for the cause. Back to wrap things up, the shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200, your number to get on board. Stay with us. All right, it is time to find out who's on the docket. Brought to you by Fox and Farmer Attorneys at Law. They win for East Tennessee. Well, Georgia was busy celebrating its national championship last week, but evidently one of their players took things a little bit too far. Earlier this week on Tuesday, OnlineAthens.com reported that long snapper Willie Moat faces charges of damaging property after an incident in downtown Athens. Long snapper was arrested and faces a charge of criminal damage to property in the early morning of January 12th after police allege he destroyed a single window pane of an Athens downtown law office. Moat told police he was intoxicated after drinking at the Silver Dollar Bar, went to see a friend, and mistakenly went to the law office, according to the police incident report. This charge is a second-degree felony. He's been released on bond. He was the long snapper for punts for Georgia this season.
Far be it from me to stick up for a Georgia Bulldog, but I can vouch that this kind of thing can happen. It happened to me. Not in a law office, but I walked into the wrong house one time.
Oh.
Like at night through their garage.
Hey, you got to be careful. I mean, that you could have gotten
a good way to get shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Apartments are really notorious for that.
Yeah, man. This was in a neighborhood over in West Knoxville.
Yeah, you must have been three sheets to the wind.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. The house, it was one of those neighbors. It had two identical houses, Russell.
Oh, one of those cookie-cutter neighborhoods.
Yeah, and I went two houses too far, and it was the exact same house. And I kind of noticed halfway through the garage, there's a lot of stuff that wasn't there the last time I was over at my buddy's. And I opened that back door and heard somebody, and immediately that's when it hit me. I just shut the door and ran.
I would have done the same thing.
You weren't that messed up. You were able to think that clearly and make at least one good decision there. All right, that is the docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer Attorneys at Law. Remember, call today for a free consultation, 865-531-9400. Any time of day, Fox and Farmer is there for you. If you're injured on the job, in an accident, if you have some sort of situation where you cannot work, don't let a bad settlement add insult to your injury. Fox and Farmer, 100 years combined experience helping East Tennesseans just like you get the settlements they deserve. Again, that number, 865-531-9400. And, of course, online at foxandfarmer.com. At Fox and Farmer, they don't get paid unless you do. Fox and Farmer, attorneys at law. They win for East Tennessee. Wrapping up on this Friday afternoon, rapidly becoming Friday evening edition of the show. Want to thank National RX for having us out. Don't forget, folks, that Valentine's Day Sildenafil special for the next several weeks, 50 cents a tablet on Sildenafil. This is the generic form of Viagra, folks. This price is unheard of. You can't beat it. You do need a prescription. Just talk to your doctor. And bring your prescription down here to National RX. And if you're spending too much at another place, bring it over here, man. They will cut you a deal, but you have to let them know you heard us talking about it on the drive. That's all you got to say. Hey, I get my Sildenafil prescription filled here, and I heard them talking about it on the drive, 50 cents a tablet. That's the deal I would like. That's the deal you'll get, ladies and gentlemen, here at National RX. And if you're feeling... if you've taken L this week, if you're feeling bad this weekend, folks, come by here and you can get your COVID test, flu test in one, and it'll tell you exactly what you have or don't have right here at National RX. Kingston Pike, right next to Wendy's in Farragut. Roger will be our final caller this evening.
Well,
good afternoon, Roger.
Hey, Russell and Bear. How y'all doing?
Hey, doing good, Raj.
Good to talk to y'all. Russell, how you? Are you enjoying? Are you enjoying being out there? A national RX today? Are you having fun outside?
I've had a blast, Raj. It's warm in here, which yeah. I like. We've got Jets Pizza. Terry Fair was here. I mean, it has been a pretty stellar afternoon, I must say.
Yeah, that's great. Really great. I just want to ask you about the Titans tomorrow, and you two Bears. I want to ask you about the playoffs tomorrow. So first, we'll ask you, Russell and Bear, how you feel about the game tomorrow night, Russell?
The Titans game or the Vols?
The Titans game first.
Oh.
The Titans game.
We're going to pound them.
I don't know about that. I feel cautiously optimistic, Raj. I think it's going to come down to Tannehill. I think the run game is going to be fine. I think the Titans are going to do what they do. Can Tannehill make the plays?
Yeah.
Last year against the Ravens, he had opportunities to make plays. He couldn't put it on him. Can he get the ball to Julio and A.J. Brown? If he can, I think the Titans win. If he struggles, if we don't have good quarterback play, I think the Titans are going home.
Roger, I think it's going to come down to can the Titans defensive line pressure Burrow, harass him, hit him, pound him, and disrupt him from getting the ball out to his playmakers. You know, everybody talks about Jamar Chase, but T. Higgins played in Oak Ridge and then went to Clemson as incredibly dangerous wide receiver. And it's going to be a tough task. But the big thing I'm looking for is the Titans to come out and get Joe Burrow off his game.
That's the key, Baron Russell. Can Tannehill step up and play well? You know, that's going to be key for him. That's probably be the key in anything. Can the Titans, do you feel confident? Do you think he can do it? You think Russell can do it? Can step up and play well? And help Titans win? You think?
Yeah, I think he can, Raj. I think so. This is the Bengals not good. You know, I keep talking about the Ravens game and how that sticks in my mind. The Bengals are not as good defensively as the Ravens were last year. So that gives me some hope, and I think he has something to prove. So, yeah, I think he can. And like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, and how about the Vols? How you think the man going to do it this year at home? Good question, Raj.
I need to offer a prediction. Let's go around the room here real quick and get some final predictions. We got 1 minute. I'm going to take Tennessee tomorrow. I think the Volunteers get it done. I still think we're going to struggle offensively. I'll take Tennessee 68-64.
I'm going to go Tennessee 72-63. And I think the Titans are beating the Bengals 31-17.
So I got the Vols winning tomorrow 73-68, and then the Titans 31-20.
Y'all know we haven't scored 70 points in an SEC game yet this year, and we're playing the number one defensive team in the country. You guys are aware of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't care.
Just checking. Roger, appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you, Raj. My Titans. I'm going to go ahead and call the shot. Your final. Titans, 31. Bengals, 27. You heard it here first. It's going to be a barn burner.
Tighten up, Russell.
Bandwagon Bear.
I don't care.
Right, I'm not faking anymore. Let you on for 24 hours. How's that? I'm giving you a pass. It's temporary, Bear.
I thumb my nose at any and all authority.
Use it.
Yours above all others.
We are done here, folks. Thank you so much, National RX Jets Pizza. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Jake.
See you, Mike.
We got overtime coming up.
Yes, sir.
We'll do it again Monday right here on Fan Run Radio.